Everybody, welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with Mylon Yurkovich, Dr. Dave Stoop, and your phone calls at 1-800-229-3000. Glad you're with us today.
I'm glad you accepted my call. I listen every day.
Now, can we all be friends if I say something a little bit confronting?
Give it to me straight. I can take it.
It won't be indirect and it won't be flippant. It will be respectful. But I want you to look at this as you have a problem.
I know I'm making excuses.
Love your honesty. Okay.
So you're saying he went from the honeymoon to the honey move?
Whenever you do that, that's a little quick.
Yeah.
Are you wondering, Elizabeth, if you're trapped?
Rather than try to teach them something, I would listen and I would just kind of point out the inconsistencies, the lack of evidence, and some of the social pressure that's there.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with my friend, colleague, and co-editor of the Life Recovery Bible. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing well.
By the way, Dave and I are putting together the Life Recovery Big Book, and we need your story. We need stories of people that have recovered, whether it's from sexual addiction, a bad attitude, or alcohol. You name it.
Gambling.
You've recovered from it.
Shopping.
And here is Mylon Yurkovich. Mylon is the author of How We Love and the new book, How We Love Our Kids. It was sitting right underneath my new book, The Encounter, which has nothing to do with anything. But anyway,
I would add co-author with my wife.
Co-author with your wife. And it's a great one, and it really does help you see how your attachment style, your style of interacting with other folks, especially the spouse, how that affects raising the kids. So welcome, guys. Glad you're with me today.
Well, we're glad to be here.
Always a pleasure.
I hope to catch up with myself soon. Anyway, if you would like to join us, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That is the number. And we've got a New Life Weekend coming up. It's the Healing is a Choice New Life Weekend. We would love for you to join us on that New Life Weekend. The three of us have been doing these weekends for, I don't know.
Quite a while.
For years. And Dave, you were supposed to read a comment like it was ad-libbed there. And Mylon, you were going to read one like it was off the top of your head, too.
I was just pulling this.
Yeah. So could you guys read whatever you were? Yeah. Hey, so what do you think about the weekend there?
Well, Diane said that when she arrived, she was a mess with anger and frustration with everyone.
Yeah. It's amazing you remember that.
Yeah. Well, she helped me remember it. And she found that it was anger and sadness for things she didn't want to let go of. And, I think, and I've seen a lot of people come like that. It's like, I'm here, but.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I surrendered them to the Lord and finally feel at peace. I know the Lord took me to the next level that I have been fighting him about. Mm. So there was a spiritual battle that she was at the same time. Oh, to have this sooner, but I won't live with regret, as this is all in his perfect timing. Now, I can read that, but then I can also tell you stories because I get emails from people who were in my group 2, 3, 4 years ago, and they update me, and it has an incredible impact. The interesting thing is, you know, we used to have hospital programs, both of us, and people would come for a couple of weeks and major transformation.
Yeah.
But then insurance kind of put an end to that. This is the alternative. And it's not that you're going into a hospital program, but this is the intensity of that kind of a program that we had.
That's right.
And the intensity of the weekend, I would say that what I found from the people who have been in my group, that what they will say, this is like a year's worth of counseling this weekend.
Great.
So it's an economic positive because it may sound like you're paying a lot, but when you can say that's like 50 sessions with a counselor on a weekly basis in terms of its effectiveness. Right.
Okay, now listen to this.
Off the top of your head, Mylon, what do you have to say?
Well, Dottie says just that. Because of the spiritual foundation of this counseling, I accomplish more in one weekend than I have in months of traditional counseling.
Yeah.
I now have a strong support system of caring people who truly want only the best for me. With Jesus beside me, there's no way I can fail.
And you
awesome.
Know, you know, the flip side of this is, once you go to the weekend, your counseling over the next 10 weeks or however much becomes so much more meaningful to you and effective. Yeah. Mylon, what's your...
I thought you were going to say it feels draggy. Because
draggy.
It's... Well, this is so intense. Anything else is going to feel slow.
Well, but it's a follow-up.
It is a follow-up to this intensity.
Yeah. We'll be back.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
Let's talk to Donald from Accident, Maryland. WORD is the station. Hello, Donald.
Yes, sir.
And,
how are you all doing?
How did the name come about in Accident, Maryland? If I lived there, I'd want to know.
Well, my understanding was there's some surveyors, you know, they mm-hmm. survey and they ended up at one spot. So then that's where they built the town, and they called it Accident.
It was just an accident where they chose to start.
Yeah.
Well, you have to wonder what that accident's referring to, but maybe we'll
hope it's nothing more serious than that.
Yeah, I may Google that in a few minutes.
I live in Whoops, California.
Donald, how could we help you today? How could we help?
Well, I'm in a long-distance relationship, and I was wondering, you know, how do you try to make things work out, or, you know, how do you handle a long-distance relationship when somebody else is in another state?
Yeah. So you've been emailing and talking on the phone?
No, I've been telephone.
Telephone?
Or, you know.
Okay.
No, I don't have a computer or nothing like that.
Yeah, I married somebody, and our relationship existed approximately 2,000 miles apart we were. And we got married, and we're having a really good time. So
but you,
it can work.
You did get together before
we
you
did.
Married.
Well, I'll tell you how it went. We emailed each other for months before we talked on the phone. Then we talked on the phone for months and then said, okay, well, this has been good. Let's have a date. And so when we did, we knew each other so well, because you kind of reveal more when you're not face-to-face with somebody. Mm-hmm. So it worked in our favor. But, Donald, why aren't you going to that person's town and having that cup of coffee?
Well, with my work, you know, it's she's been up here, you know. You know, she was up here the first of the year, and then she was up here about a month ago.
So how'd
she's been up here. So I mean, I've seen her, you know.
Yeah, okay. So how'd that go?
Oh, it all went pretty good.
All right. So the next step would be, I mean, how old are you?
60.
60, okay. So it seems like to me if you guys have been kind of communicating for months and then she came and it went well, you might want to think about talking about the future. Do you guys talk about possibly getting married or something?
Yes, we have.
All right. And who would move?
Who would move where?
Which one of you would be more likely to move because of circumstances making it easier?
Well, she said she'd move up here because, you know, she's wanting to get out from where she's at.
Donald, what is the problem, man? What is the problem?
Hey, Donald, I'm working with a couple right now that I've known. I've known the woman for some years. She's been in the counseling a couple of times. And she met someone from back east, and he's out here, and he's kind of staying with somebody, and they're doing a premarital course with me, and they're looking pretty good. And, you know, it's like when you're 60 years old, you don't need to spend 2-3 years getting to know each other. You're not like a 22-year-old who doesn't really know themselves very well. If you guys are feeling that way, then the next step would be to, you know, get together at the same town and do some premarital work with a counselor and then set a date.
I would say the next step, if it's like I'm hearing, would be to find a little studio apartment for her to live in your town, so that you guys see each other on a regular basis for few weeks or a few months, and see how it goes when you're there on a day-to-day basis.
There's like Residence Inn in some of those places that are like a little studio, and you rent that for a week or 2 weeks or a month, and then do the premarital work, and like you said,
Donald,
that's what I would say, Donald.
Donald, how many have you ever been married before?
Yes, I have.
How many times?
I was only married once.
Okay, and how'd that relationship go?
Well, I thought it went pretty good, but I know towards the end there, I don't know. We was married for like 25 years.
Okay, and then?
She left.
Okay, so do you think that some of your questions are broader than just this relationship with this new person? That is, it's hard for you to know what the status is of a relationship, period. In other words, you thought things were going just fine, and all of a sudden your wife walked out on you. In other words, your question is bigger than just, what do I do with a long-distance relationship? It's more like, what is a relationship and how do you maintain it? And what does emotional closeness look like? And what does relational intimacy look like?
Yeah.
Are you afraid she's marrying you just for your good looks or something like that?
Well, no, I don't think it's the looks.
Money?
No, she said it wasn't money.
Well,
I told her, I said, she said, don't think that I'm marrying you for money. And I said, well, I got some, but I don't have it. So.
well, here's the thing. As Mylon is saying, it could be part of a bigger issue. Do you have some friends that you could introduce her to and she could get to know and you'd have a feel more for what the relationship is like and the potential there?
That's an important step. That's good.
Maybe that is your next step.
What it is, when my one daughter was living in this where, she's at.
Yeah.
And, they become good friends.
Hmm.
So my daughter, moved back up here. And,
okay.
Where,
What's your daughter think about the two of you getting together?
Well, they think it's fine.
Donald,
I'm
having a hard time finding anything horrible about. Are you a Christian?
Yes, sir.
Is she?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, it's sounding like to me.
It's not like there's any major hurdles. It's
Donald
time to move.
Donald feels flat to me, and it's like I'm worried about Donald. You're wondering, how do I assess this relationship? You're saying, what is it? How do I manage it? How do I know? And that's what I'm wondering about you. Your ability to assess yourself, others, to be able to read yourself and others, and to be able to discern. Is this a wise choice?
Yeah.
And that's not easy for some people.
Well, his question was, how do you make it work? And it sounds like to me it's working.
But
he's stuck on what you're saying versus how does it work? How do you know if it is working?
Well, that's what I would say. We don't know that it is. I mean, the percentage of successful second marriages is low. That do well. So
well,
but
if you do the work of understanding yourself and the other person,
that's what I'm encouraging.
Better.
So that's what I'm encouraging him to do is to do the work of asking.
And that's get a counselor, a Christian counselor who specializes in marriage and understands that and has a premarital program and do premarital counseling, 6-8 sessions.
Well, even if Donald went by himself and said, "Why did I not know my marriage was falling apart, or why did I
That's
think
a great
things
thing.
Were fine?"
Yeah. Go to a counselor and ask
my
that.
Wife left me.
Yeah.
Then bring this lady in from time to time like Dave, client did, to say, "Well, how do you think we fit?" And let the client be some eyes for you as well.
That's important. Mm-hmm.
Donald,
yes, sir.
Anything we've said helpful at all to you?
Yes, sir. It has.
All right. Good. I'm going to send you Mylon's book, How We Love. I'm going to send you two books. And I'm going to hope that when you're together, you guys could look at it together. When you're apart, you could talk about it over the phone. But it's really going to help you see where you are and who she is. And I think it's going to be a big help to you. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Hold on. We'll get that to you.
We do not want any more accidents in Maryland.
No, that's true. Well, it just, you get phone calls. We get a lot of calls, and you hear people more racing down the aisle and wanting us to tell them it's okay to race down the aisle. And I think you've really point out there's some hesitation or there's a roadblock or something.
Something that he can't put his finger on, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Boy, I wish my book, Walking into Walls, had come out by now. I would send it, but it doesn't come out for another couple of months. So.
Yeah, mine doesn't come out till October or September, too.
What's the name of that one?
People of the Bible Uncensored.
People of the Bible Uncensored.
Uncensored.
All right.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
We'll hear about Rahab, I'm sure.
Yeah.
No Rahabs.
Hey, okay. Let's talk to Paula. Paula's calling from Dallas, Texas, KWRD. Hello, Paula. Welcome to New Life.
Hello. How are you?
Great. Speak right up there and tell us how we could help you today.
I'm calling because I have, set a boundary in my marriage, and I want to see if maybe, I just kind of have questioned myself if I've communicated it correctly, if there's any follow-up that needs to be done, and then to know if, how do I trust that the boundary is being followed through by the other person.
Tell us what happened and tell us what the boundary is.
My husband and I were recently separated and we got back together. While we were separated, he had at least a physical relationship with his ex-girlfriend from high school.
Uh-huh.
And I have asked him not to have communication with her because I've basically said, I just don't understand why she has to be in our life. That's right. How I communicated
right.
it to
and,
him.
And you're exactly right. You're entitled to her to not be in your life whatsoever.
Especially when he had a physical relationship with her recently.
And he did tell me, I don't have to have contact with her. I will tell her that we can't talk anymore. And I respect that from him. So that seems okay, but how do I trust that he's not going to do it behind my back? Because the only time he does communicate with her is during the day when I'm not around.
Okay.
They don't communicate while I'm around.
You ask...
How does he communicate with her?
Through text messaging.
Okay. You ask him for both of you to have full access to each other's phones and computer accounts and all that, okay? That's how you start.
And now, as far as the phone, he has told me you can look at my phone anytime.
Okay, but then
now,
you say to him,
like, if I go pick it up at some time, I feel like I'm going against him.
No, but
no.
If
you're
trying
not.
To build trust. You're saying to him, I think this will help me. I think this will build trust if I pick up your phone every now and then. But more than this, I just need you to tell me that this phone will not be a tool to contact her in any way whatsoever. And here's the kiss of life, I'll say. If you're tempted to call her or contact her, you'll call me instead, and you'll share it with me, and I'll walk with you through it. We'll do it together.
Right.
Now, that would be a really cool thing if you were talking about how he felt or what happened last night that would cause you to want to contact her. That could lead you to some pretty serious intimacy with a man.
Well, and here's the other thing too, Paula. There's God has given women a special intuition that men typically don't have, and you need to. I mean, right now it's on hyper alert, so you probably pick up things that aren't there. But if you've got a couple close lady friends that will be your support system, when you start to think something's going haywire here. If he contacts her, there'll be a change in his behavior.
Right.
Typically, because guys aren't very good at hiding it. We're not very smart when it comes to those kind of things, and that's why they always, most men always get caught because...
Well, and that's what's happened before because I've asked him not to contact her before, and they did. And I knew what was going on, and I told him.
Mm-hmm.
I knew. Okay. I looked at his phone, and I told him I knew it was happening.
You guys busy this weekend?
I'm sorry?
Are you busy this weekend?
No, and I've been listening. I know you guys are having a marriage weekend.
I wish you'd come. I wish you'd just tell him we got to go to this thing.
Paula,
yeah.
You're not answering the questions. Why did you separate in the first place? It sounds like there has been an unhealthiness that caused the separation. That must be addressed.
There's been a lot of unhealthiness, major thing is pornography.
Okay. And number two, why the return? In other words, did I invite him back because I saw him in relationship with someone else and I feared losing him? And you have
I didn't actually know they were in a relationship till after we got back together. Okay. He didn't tell me that. The way I found out about it was she put out there that she may be pregnant by him. She wasn't pregnant by him, but she used that against him for 4 months.
So then you also have to ask yourself, you know, separation is just that. It's not a divorce. So your husband, a married man, committed adultery, and you're going to have to ask yourself the question, what do I do with that? And I hope in your counseling with your marriage counselor, and I hope you're going, that you're working on these larger issues rather than just asking the question, should I pick up his phone and check his text? That is not enough to work on all of this.
And we're going to go to a break, and there's something important coming up.
Great example of a man that needs to be in every man's battle and a woman who needs to come to our Wives in the Battle workshop, and they both benefit from a weekend, a New Life weekend. And that's why we do these things, because we can take a mess like this, and it can change. It can be transformed. Mm-hmm. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. We'll tell you all about it. We'll take a break and come right back after this. You're listening to New Life Live.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, everybody. Max Licato here. You know, I've been a pastor for over 25 years, and in the process, I've been fortunate to cross paths a few times with Steve Arterburn and his team at New Life. And I can tell you for a fact that these are good people doing real ministry work where the rubber meets the road. One of the ways they help people is through their New Life Weekend. The Apostle Paul writes about finding the transformation that comes from the renewing of your mind. That's what these folks at New Life specialize in. Whether you struggle with anger, unforgiveness, depression, grief, boundaries issues, maybe you've never worked through the pain of a past abortion. Maybe you need a marriage tune-up. Maybe your marriage is in crisis. Listen, these good people can help you. Call them today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 and ask about the New Life Weekend.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
We're back. All right. Well, Dave, you had one more thing.
Yeah. Paula, I'm concerned that you're not looking at the pornography as the primary issue, not this girlfriend, because ex-girlfriend, you know, from high school, that is a progression of a pornography addiction, is that you kind of get tired of the pornography, or you're not tired of it, you're just kind of loose in your boundaries, and then you start thinking about other things. And I would say that's a symptom of the major problem, which is the pornography, and that's what you've got to look at. And so when Steve is saying you got to get him to every man's battle, and you got to get to women,
wives in the battle,
and since you can't come this weekend, that's where you got to go, because that issue has to be dealt with before anything else.
Okay, I'm really glad you called. I'm going to send you our Every Heart Restored for the Wives in the Battle. I'll send you Every Man's Battle for him, and I hope that'll be a blessing to you. You know, all of these things that we do and write about, you could start a group in your church around them. We really believe in small groups, and we have a gentleman named Ryan Morello who heads up our small group ministry. I did an interview with him, and I'd like to play it for you right now. Here's Steve and Ryan. This isn't going to be Steve and Ryan. This isn't going to be Steve and Ryan because we have a technical difficulty. So I'm going to go to a call, and we'll...
Steve, could I just comment for a moment?
Yeah.
most people don't recognize how much the Bible calls for small group. Okay. It calls for honesty, transparency, to confess our sins to one another, to pray for one another, encourage, comfort, bear one another's burdens.
Yeah.
How do you do that in just one big church service where, you know, you go and you for an hour and a half or whatever? You can't. So it demands that we are in relationship with people close enough that we can do these things called the one another's of Scripture.
Yeah. If you've got a Bible program on your computer, look up the phrase one another.
Yeah.
And you'll find, once you kind of go through just the descriptions, there's still going to be, I think, almost 100 references in the Bible that are meaningfully connected to the meaning of one another, the small group idea.
Right. Yep. Anybody that's got this thing, if I go to church and I read my Bible and pray, and that is what God wants from me, you're missing it.
Well,
you're missing it.
You're not only missing it, you're setting yourself up for it.
And as I have said before, we sometimes, this is just weird coming out of my mouth, we spend sometimes so much time on morality that we miss the issue of mission. And God had some people on mission that did some immoral things, but they were, you know, Abraham, he didn't withdraw the blessing from Abraham when he prostituted his two wives. Abraham was on mission. And so if you're just going to church and saying, I'm doing the church thing, well, what's the mission here? And you've got to, the way you get to the mission is you get in community in a small group, and it'll lead you there.
And being on mission doesn't justify being immoral. But
no, it doesn't at all.
But or was it two times with one wife for Abraham instead of, you said his wife, two wives?
Did I say two wives?
Yeah.
Well, I meant
one wife, two times.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Because he got the other wife after Sarah.
Surely you wouldn't think I would mess up something like that. John from Bowie, Maryland, WAVA is the station. Hello, Bowie. I mean, hello, John.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, how could we help you today?
Well, I want to be on mission. I liked what you were saying.
Okay.
And it makes me think about the word omniscient, which is what God is. So there's a relation there between the two, I think.
Okay.
But I have a question about my marriage.
Okay.
I'm reading the book, Boundaries in Marriage.
Yes.
And it's helped me to understand some things about myself, but I don't know how to change them.
Okay.
And that's what I'm calling at. To get right to the question, you know, I feel a lot of negative emotions towards my wife. I feel angry at her at times.
Mm-hmm.
I feel fearful of her.
Okay.
I feel distrustful of her.
Okay.
And it seems like I have tried for many years to try to overcome these things by working harder or doing more. And what's happening is I just, it gets worse.
Okay.
You know, John, I've been studying the brain, you know, because Sherry, one of our co-hosts, knows so much about it that she's got me doing a lot of study on it. And negative thinking operates in a different part of the brain than positive thinking. And there's a process that you can use to modify it. What happens is when you're thinking all these negative thoughts about your wife and the fearful and distrustful, you're creating pathways in the brain and the synapses that become like a rut, you know, and it's very easy to go there, and you've got to do something to change that. And there's a three-step process that I've seen work, where you do some relaxation, some deep breathing, and then you visualize in your mind letting those negative things go. And then the key part that most people don't do is you got to replace them. So you got to make a list of the positive things that your wife has. Your wife has a lot of positive virtues that you know and you appreciate, but you just kind of don't pay attention to because the negative has got your attention. So practice that. You can change that. You got to do that 15, 20 minutes a day before it will make a new path.
When we come back, I want to give you the three challenges that I presented at the marriage weekend. I think that the big three, I hope you'll listen, if you go to work on these big three, all of a sudden your wife becomes much more acceptable and attractive and you become much more attentive to it. So we'll give those right after this. You're listening to New Life Live, 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. We'll be back, and we'll get that interview with Ryan right after this. Glad you're here.
My clothes are falling off of me. People are making comments. I would picket my food, and I was running every day, 6 miles a day. And I got to the point where I was afraid to drink water because I didn't want to gain water weight.
10 million women and girls have eating disorders. Anorexia or bulimia isn't a diet, it's a disease.
My parents knew then that something had to be done immediately.
New Life's Eating Disorders Treatment Clinic can help.
You see that everybody that works there loves God and is wanting to help you.
For more information about our Eating Disorder Treatment Clinic, call New Life today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Find hope for your child to begin healing and embrace life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I decided that I wanted to work with eating disorders and help save people's lives on a daily basis.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I know that with God and Renuda that my life was spared.
I counsel people every single day. I help marriages. I help broken people find healing. I teach the good news of a Savior that loves us. But why can't I accept it myself and break free from this bondage? I can't stop looking at pictures that I shouldn't be looking at, and fantasizing and lusting, and now I've taken it a step further and gone to a strip club. I have to stop. I want to stop.
At New Life, we've helped thousands of men just like this find hope, healing, and a plan to move forward with their lives through our one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive Weekend. Call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I need help, and I can't do this on my own. I want to be the pastor that God wants me to be.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
Okay, here are the big three that I think all of us can work on in our marriage, especially when we're stuck. First of all, justifiable resentment. You have to somehow deal with resentment that you really feel like you can justify. Second thing, arrogant entitlement. That belief that I'm entitled to more than I have. And then that stubborn, just that stubbornness, that
resistance.
Yeah, the stubborn resistance that just simply prevents you from taking any step forward. If you sit down with the counselor and you say, "Okay, here are three things to deal with," you got a lot of territory that you can cover under those three things.
And where's the one that changes everything?
Well, it starts with humble willingness.
Humble willingness.
That's the beginning of this change. Mylon, you had a thought?
John, does your wife remind you of one of your parents?
You know what? Yes. And I only discovered this about a year or so ago.
Okay. So really, John, what is occurring inside of you is something that's very common and is very seen in my office every day. That is, you're getting triggered when your wife comes up with a series of behaviors, tones, or attitudes, or phrases, or the way she speaks. You get triggered, and those are based upon what I call implicit, implicit memories, which are memories that are stored on the right side of the brain, which cause you to go into some sort of an adverse reaction, like you freeze up, you get scared, something happens. And so really the therapy for that is to really begin to talk about what that history was, to help your wife understand that history inside of you so that she understands it, that sometimes her behaviors does create this triggering of you. And it's an old thing that occurred before you ever met your wife. And so that's what I do in my office with couples.
Okay. Well, and then look at how she's different from that parent.
Absolutely.
That's what you replace those thoughts with.
That's exactly, to put those two things together.
Brilliant, Mylon. And I'll send you Mylon's book, How We Love. I hope that will be helpful.
And send my book, You Are What You Think.
You Are What You Think, coming your way. Yeah. You know, we really believe in small groups around here. In fact, we believe in small groups so much that we hired a guy named Ryan Murillo to head up those small groups.
Video, I did an interview. Video take two.
Yeah, hey, I did an interview with Ryan.
You said this before.
Yeah, I did an interview with Ryan, and I'd like to play the interview right now. Here's Steve and Ryan. You know, at New Life, we think small groups are very important, so important that we have one person on staff devoted to nothing but working with people in churches regarding small groups. His name's Ryan Murillo, and he's here with me, and I wanted you to, let's spend some time with Ryan. Ryan, welcome. Thanks for joining me here in the studio.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about what you do and how you can help them.
I work with churches and with community leaders in the churches who want to develop small groups related to recovery purposes, just build connection within their own lives, within their community, and really just to help make the church a local hero within their own community to reach out to people who are hurting.
Right. Okay, now go through some of the different curriculum, or is it curricula or curriculi? I don't know what it is. But anyway, we have these group materials. What subjects, topics do we cover?
We cover everything from marriage groups, sexual integrity groups, groups that deal with divorce, grief, depression, drugs and alcohol, weight loss, boundaries, I mean, everything.
Okay, so you have Every Man's Battle.
Correct.
Lose It for Life.
Mm-hmm. Healing is a Choice.
Healing is a Choice. Life recovery groups. For pretty much any problem, you could go to a life recovery group or start mm-hmm. one. What else?
We also have groups that help with just establishing healthy marriages. We mm-hmm. have How We Love. We use Mylan and Kay's book.
Great. Okay.
Boundaries in Marriage, Boundaries. And we're working on a lot more curriculum, too, right now to kind of help specifically address some of the other issues with grief or divorce mm-hmm. care and things like that.
And so you can help them establish a group in their church. If they say, well, we don't have any groups like this, mm-hmm. they could start a little group.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You help them with that. Now, some people already have a group like this going, but we don't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to.
Exactly. We currently have about 250 to 275 groups that are registered with New Life,
mm-hmm.
which is great. I mean, people call up all the time asking for groups, and we have somewhere to connect them with,
yeah.
the local community.
Right.
But we also have a very large number that are not registered. So we are trying to get people to give us a call. They can go to newlife.com/lifegroups, or they can just call me directly by calling the 1-800-NEW-LIFE number and asking for Ryan and say, hey, I need to register my group. And so we have a very quick registration process. It takes maybe a minute or two, and then that will get you connected with us.
Okay. Now, we're working on a new thing with Club New Life members because someone has been taking the teachings of Club New Life, and they're taking the CD, the teaching portion, and they're creating a curriculum for it or a Bible study. And so they're going to turn that over to us, and we're going to post that curriculum. And you can use this actual CD right here for a Bible study in the future.
Absolutely. You know, we're eager to get our hands on some of the outlines that they've used and just to see how they've developed some of the Club New Life CDs into Bible studies. We think it's a great idea, and we're excited to get that going.
Okay. Now, I want you to think back in dealing with the groups and people that have called, and just relay a story that makes you feel good about the fact that, you know, New Life's doing groups out there, that some people care enough to start a group to help and reach other people. Can you think of a story like that?
Absolutely. We get calls all the time from people just thanking us and just saying, hey, you've connected me with this group, and it's just led to so much recovery and breakthrough. Specifically, a couple months ago, we got a call from a pastor. His name is Roger Hatfield, and he left a great voicemail on my machine, and it was so good we ended up playing it on the radio.
Yeah.
And he just talked about how there was breakthroughs, there was salvations, there was marriages that were saved.
That was a Healing is a Choice group.
Healing is a Choice group.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Which I really hope you'll consider doing a Healing is a Choice group in your church. We've seen churches. Well, I was just at a church the other day who they went through the Healing is a Choice curriculum. The pastor said, you wouldn't believe how open our people are, how much more honest they are with each other, how they're not trying to hide and cover up in church. It really can be church changing. Well, Ryan, thanks for all you do. Really appreciate you. And anybody wanting to talk with Ryan, you can email him at ryanm@newlife.com, or you can call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask for Ryan. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, let's go right to our phones, and let's talk with Liz from Colorado Springs, Colorado. Hello, Liz. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm exhausted.
Really? What's going on?
My family's extremely dysfunctional, and my brother, he lives here now in Colorado Springs, but he's been living here for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants us to get together with him and his wife.
Yeah.
For dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Next weekend.
Okay.
Now, I'm worried.
Why is that?
Because he's been with her for 5 years.
All right.
But she hasn't been a wife. And she's extremely manipulative. She reminds me of a Jezebel spirit.
All right. So what do you mean she hasn't been a wife?
Okay. She married him, and she said that she was pregnant. And come to find out, she had miscarried. And from then on, it escalated to, I don't want you with your mom. I don't want you with your sister. She kept them all to herself.
Okay, but what does that have to do with dinner this weekend?
And said, because it's been 5 years, and she's kept him away from us.
Okay, but they've invited you to dinner.
Right, because he said he wanted a divorce, and so because you haven't been a wife to me, because he's in the military,
yeah,
and he had left to Texas for 2 years, and he says, well, are you going to come with me? And she said, no, I'm going to stay here because my job's here.
Okay, so you're going to dinner, and,
right.
And what's the question for us about this dinner?
Okay, I'm kind of worried because of how she has kept him away from us. And she has actually put some, you know, like if, for instance, if she has said to us one time, you can have this computer. And I said, are you sure? And she said, yes. And we asked her again 4 times, do you want money for it? No. And then she goes and she'll tell my brother, I never told him they could have it.
Okay. So what are you worried about for dinner this weekend?
I don't know, because she's so fake.
Yeah.
And she's so evil.
Right.
I'm putting it out there. My children don't even know her.
Okay, well, don't be expecting that you're going to have a really fun time this weekend.
Yeah.
Why don't you expect her to be fake and weird and strange? And why don't you have, rather than get hooked into that, find this place that I think is so healthy, which I call amused detachment. Be amused by what she does. Step back and look at it and say, wow, this is how one of those people acts. Because,
it's like an education on manipulative people.
I think we are going to rush to you Mylan's book because her style is perfectly profiled in that book.
And
perfectly.
And guess what? She did not keep your brother away from
you. That's right.
You. Your brother allowed her to keep him away.
He said that too. Yeah.
Well, and so your brother really is the issue here. It's less about her because nobody can make somebody who's healthy do what they don't want to do.
You're not going to change her, but you can enjoy her.
Hi, this is Max Licato. My friends at New Life want to help you find healing and restoration based on God's truth. They have a workshop to help men who are stuck in the entanglement of pornography. They have another for both men and women, to deal with any issue you might be facing, anger, depression, grief, or whatever you're struggling with, they can help you. Or if you know someone fighting an addiction to drugs or alcohol, they offer a Christian treatment program. And if you know someone struggling with an eating disorder, they can help you there too. Call them today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. The Apostle Paul writes in Romans about the transformation that comes through the renewing of your mind. It's God's Holy Spirit that makes this happen, and He's working through this ministry at New Life. Call today and see how you can experience that for yourself. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places, and New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense, and I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We are back. Just mention here before we go to the next call, we do need your help. We need your financial help. And if you call us right now, I'm really interested in people that have never supported us. You listen all the time, and you've always thought, I want to support them. We really need you to do it. A lot of people came on and supported us for the first time. Almost 1,000 new supporters last month. And so we had a great month. But now we're in May, and if you don't continue that, we're in trouble. So if we could just get another set of 1,000 people that listen to support us this month, we'll be okay. So
what's the goal for Club New Life additions of new members? What are we trying to do?
Yeah, we need about 100 a month to meet our goal of 1,000 for the end of the year.
Okay.
So we need 100 of those
brand new
members that will support us at a minimum of $30 a month. And that foundation of those 5,000 Club New Life members, I mean, that really allows us some breathing room. Yeah, it does. All right.
Foundation.
Let's go to Laura from Los Angeles, KKLA. I don't have a lot of time, Laura, but I did want to get to your call. Hi.
Hi.
Can you speak right up? Laura?
Hi.
How could we help you?
My question is, if you're suspecting your spouse is having an affair, how do you get evidence to prove that he's doing it or not?
How do you get evidence to prove that your husband is having an affair?
Right.
Yeah. Why do you think your husband's having an affair?
Because he seems to hide his phone from you.
Uh-huh. He hides his phone.
Uh-huh. He doesn't allow you access to his computer.
Okay. So you guys aren't really very connected, are you?
Yeah.
Okay, so wouldn't a really good question be, how do I get reconnected to my spouse?
A question to ask him.
Well, as well as ask myself.
But
ask yourself, how do we get reconnected? I mean, he doesn't trust me to have his phone. I don't trust him to have his phone and his computer. And we believe that in healthy marriages, men, the male and the female, have access to everything of each other. Their phones, their computer, everything. They know everything like that about each other. There's nothing to hide. Any thoughts about the...
Laura, you don't really need evidence because Steve and I were involved with somebody where there was photos of them walking out of a motel room.
Yes.
And it was clearly the person we were trying to set up an accountability thing with. And he said, "That's not me." And everybody just kind of laughs at... How absurd. You know, it's obviously you. So it's like he's presented with evidence, hard evidence, and, well, that's not me. And I've heard that so many times when somebody has the hard evidence.
I think it was Tim Conway he was saying or something like that. Anyway.
So, you know, you've got a deeper issue, like Steve is saying. It's an issue of connection. You know, we're not connected as a husband and wife. We're kind of two isolated people here, and I'm not comfortable with that. And we need to do something about that. That's where I would go with it.
Well, he seems very controlling, Laura. Is he controlling?
Yeah.
Is he controlling in other ways as well?
He is, and he's very manipulative. Like, I've tried to talk to him about the issue of me not trusting him. He keeps telling me, "You have to trust me, but you hide your phone, you're secretive. You're not transparent."
Yeah, and what does he say to that?
He said, "That's how I am, that I don't trust people.
Oh.
That I am the problem, not him."
Okay, but see, you're trying to show him some evidence, and he's denying it. And that's what usually happens. Because you're dealing with, you got to get at the root issue. as Steve said earlier, we're not connected to each other. We don't feel like a husband and a wife. I'm lonely. Those are some of the things you need to say to him, and those become the focus of your conversation.
And it's possible that the reason he does distrust you is he distrusts everybody. One of the things that we have to do is look at, are there larger global patterns to people's behavior? And perhaps he had a childhood, and perhaps he had experiences before he ever met Laura where he did not trust people, and so Laura is a byproduct of that.
Well, he may not trust himself, too.
That's right.
Because of that.
All trust is low. So sometimes people become highly controlling when they can't trust anybody. And that's why if they got into some counseling and you say your words, Dave, where I'm lonely, I can't get close to this man, he holds me off at arm's length. It may be, there may be an affair, but there could also simply be he does not know how to develop emotional connectedness.
Yeah. You can spend money and time on getting proof that there is an affair.
Sure.
Or you can accept the obvious proof that this marriage has really fallen into the depths of disconnection and get help for that.
And that's the problem to work on.
Right. Right. Or it started there. It didn't just fall into it. It started there. And Laura's now waking up and going, what did I get myself into?
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, sorry you're going through that. And now, what is your new book out, Dave?
Well, send her Just Us.
Just Us,
that
okay.
might be something, as well as How We Love. Both of those
okay,
will
be send you those two books, and hope that that will be a blessing to you there. But, man, I tell you, if you're running this secretive pornography use game or the affair game, if you're managing your life that way, you got one life over here and you got this other life over here, you are missing so much that could be going on in your life because you think you've found the answer. You think you're beating the system. I'll have this, and then I'll have that over there. You're not beating the system. It doesn't work.
And what you're doing is you're really avoiding intimacy.
Yeah,
and you're afraid of intimacy.
You're
and
a chicken.
So you're a coward.
You're a coward.
You're spreading it around, and you think you found something, and it's going to be very, very empty.
But a lot of people have no idea that they are missing this intimacy.
Right.
They don't even know it exists.
Right.
Really? I think people hunger for it, but they can't put their finger on it.
I think that's right. I think they hunger for it because they are made in the image and likeness of God, which is to desire a relationship. But they don't know how because they've never experienced it.
Yeah.
Your parent is supposed to be your first picture of God.
Right. All right. Well, we're just about out of time, and if you're watching on television, I'll be preaching this weekend at Heartland on Father's Day. That's the day right after my birthday, and you can send all your gifts in honor of my birthday to New Life. But we love you. We care about you, and if you're a sex addict or if you're just struggling with pornography, whatever it is, we've got an Every Man's Battle in 2 days in Denver. You can still get in. If you are a woman and you're married to somebody that you know they have a sexual integrity problem, call, make his reservation, get the plane ticket, and hand him the ticket and say you have to go to this. I think that is provides the greatest percentage chance to get somebody at Every Man's Battle. You make the reservation, and you buy the plane ticket, and you hand it to him, and you say, I've got your ticket. Here it is. I want you to go to this. Because he's got to do a lot to back out of that.
Yeah,
he's got to show some really crummy behavior to get out of a woman wanting him to go so badly.
And then after he goes to that, she makes her reservation. Wives in the Battle.
Right. Well, we need your financial support here so that we can do Wives in the Battle and our weight loss program and all the other things that we do here. And so please support this ministry. Call us right now. And I'm really asking those folks that have never supported before, maybe you haven't supported in a long time, and you just thought to yourself, I really ought to do that, or I've been meaning to do that, or I want to do that. Would you pick up a phone right now, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and call us? Or would you go to the website, newlife.com, give online. It's so easy, and it's kind of fun to give online, newlife.com. There are a lot of resources there and a lot of other things that you can find at newlife.com. Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Mylon. Thanks to all of you. We'll see you next time here on New Life Live.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by getting you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry.
to make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.